This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Two Rivers Cooperative, the Knoxville Recreation Center, Don's Heating and Cooling, Hearthstone, a Ministry of Wesley Life, Pella Indoor Pool, Knoxville Recreation Center, Marion County Auto Body, and Crossroads of Pella. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@knoxville.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Regional Health Center, Digital Galleria, Twyla Wilson, Sales Director of Shackley Corporation, Golf Cars of Iowa, George's Pizza, Brew Coffee House and Windmill Cafe, Witten Construction, and Lighten State Bank, VSR Financial Services. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How can we make our communities more wealthy? Millions of dollars are leaving every year that aren't coming back. What can we do about it? And where do nonprofits come in? In the 10th part of a 10-part series, let's go in-depth with Debbie Kissinger with HCI Hospice Care Services, Knoxville. So Debbie, sitting in front of us is an interesting-looking report that was prepared by Iowa State University, and you brought this to my attention some time back. It's about the transfer of wealth in Iowa. And that's really interesting. Can you tell us why it interests you and what you think its significance is?
The Iowa State study was done through the Community Vitality Center, and it was done a number of years ago. And the data is overwhelming. The dollar amount and the impact it will have on our small rural communities. And it interests me because I don't believe that people are discussing this topic or that they are aware of the magnitude that the process will have on our small rural communities.
And the issue being wealth leaving the state and our rural communities in particular.
Yes. As our communities member age and they die, they pass away, the transfer of wealth or their wealth, their assets, are being transferred to their children, the next generation. And many of those children live out of state and or out of our county. And they're giving 100% of their estates to their children. And the wealth will never, the children don't live here. They will never live here. They don't have the community ties their parents did. So they don't have an interest in the community anymore. And it leaves and it does not return.
Okay, and well, and people, they're thinking, well, you know, my wealth should go to my children. And, of course, you know, that's where we're going to put it, you know, anything that you have, that's where it tends to go. And that's the decision that people make, and they give to a variety of other things. But what you're saying is that perhaps you've lived in the rural community, you love the rural community, and maybe there's something that can be done to make, you can make that place you love better, too, as well as your children.
Absolutely. We would encourage you to give to your heirs, but also consider giving a portion to the nonprofits in your community that will keep it viable for generations to come. It's leaving your legacy, just a small portion.
And what we're saying is just important in and of itself, but you lay out one number for Iowa, how much money is leaving Iowa? And when you showed me this, I was stunned. How much is leaving Iowa?
Iowans transferred annually $4.9
billion.
Yep.
$4.9 billion is leaving the state every year because of the distribution of parents to children or to out-of-state entities.
Yes.
That's billions. That's not
millions. Billions. So, Bob, I'll ask you the question. What do you think Marion County transfers annually? Just Marion County.
Oh, boy. So if I divided 4.9 billion by 100, that's a lot of zeros for me to mess with. I don't know. Let's say several million.
Several million.
Is that right?
The exact is $53.5 million leaves Marion County, or is transferred.
$53.5 million leaves our county every
is
year.
Transferred.
To heirs elsewhere.
Well, the heirs could live here in Marion County, but the likelihood is they possibly live in Florida or Colorado or Des Moines. I mean, some of it may stay in Iowa.
Right.
But as we know, many of our children, they're educated in other states, right, and they tend to stay outside of Iowa.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Midtown Tire, Plum Supply, Lauterbach Buick GMC, Knoxville Edward Jones offices of Kerry Garcia, Matt Kissinger, and Adam Norris, iHealth Solutions, and Iowa State Savings Bank. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and clicking Radio Plus. It's that easy. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com in the Radio Audio Media Player. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Knoxville Raceway, Kevin Wadley, CPA, Marion County Fair Association, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, and the Pleasantville Clinic and E.J. McKeever Clinic in Melcher.
I continued my conversation about leaving wealth in the community with Debbie Kissinger. And so if just 10% of that stayed?
Well, let's do just 5%. 5% if 5%
stayed.
Of this, the money that's transferred, it would be $2.7 million annually that would stay in Marion County.
$2.7 million that could go to any Marion County nonprofit.
Absolutely, yes.
And that would be reinvest in the community.
Reinvest in your community. It's a small portion, could have such a huge impact.
And there are a couple hundred anyway, nonprofits.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And by reinvesting back in your community, you leave a legacy, and you also create quality of life for future generations.
In any variety of ways that you see as positive. It could be, you know, libraries. It could be historic foundations.
Sure. Whatever your passion is,
yeah.
Look within yourself and talk to your children and decide which organizations have impacted you and give to those.
And so that number, how many millions a year, again, in Marion County? If you got 5%?
2.7 million. Just call it three.
So, all right. So say $3 million. I mean, that could go to so many good causes, so many great causes. Yeah, it's just stunning. These numbers are stunning to me.
They are, and this is occurring now. I mean, it's such a slow, gradual process. We're not even aware of what's happening.
This would certainly be of considerable value in our small rural communities, just the money that would stay and turn over, and the different assets that accrue from investing in infrastructure or programs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And think of the impact it could have. I mean, it's hard to fathom that we're not discussing this opportunity enough to invite people to invest in the place they love and grew up.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by The Next Chapter, Nandrotronics Radio Shack, Medicap Pharmacy in Knoxville, Sandals Lounge, Iowa Realty, Integrative Counseling Solutions, and Motor and Auto Group of Knoxville. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Medicap Pharmacy in Oskaloosa, Stan Drywall, Central College, Two Rivers Cooperative, Verduft Agency, Marion County Bank, and Dr. Kurt Vanderplu. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation about leaving wealth in the community with Debbie Kissinger. If you take the normal chamber kind of statistics that a dollar will turn over 5 to 7 times in a community before it leaves, that $3 million that you said, $2.7 million, you turn that over a few times, you turn it over 5 times, that becomes close to $15 million.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody said that there was going to be a new company coming to town that would generate $15 million worth of revenue, what would we would be falling all over ourselves to try to get that company here.
Exactly. Yes, we would. Yeah.
That was a major economic force.
Yep.
And so you're saying that this major economic force is just sort of leaking away?
Yes, it is. It is slowly leaking.
I'm stunned. I'm just stunned. This is pretty amazing. And so this came out a few years ago by Iowa State University. Has anybody done anything with it that you know?
Oh, absolutely. Some of the counties in Iowa have captured, are working on this. There have been success stories. You can go to www.cvci.org. And look at the study, and then also see some of the counties that are talking about this and are encouraging people to give, to invest in their nonprofits, the foundations that are set up to sustain some of the programs that are being run in the counties, and just to overall bring more, higher quality of life to their residents.
And still, you know, transferring the vast majority of your wealth to your children, whatever
sure.
they want to do. But still, there's a part. Somebody sometime long ago invested in our communities that made our lives better. And so now this is your chance to do the same thing.
Yes. Yes.
Our communities wouldn't be what they are without those kinds of investments from people in the past.
Right. And if you invest in our communities today, we will reap the benefits of the youth possibly not leaving. There will be more jobs. There will be more cultural experiences, encouraging them to stay and not leave the state.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Sundance Realty, Extras Consignment, Pella Regional Health Center, Pella Historical Museum and Tulip Time, Indianola Good Samaritan Center, PellaMotors.com, and Laley North America. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Deja Vu Consignments, Bethany Christian Services, CN Life Coaching, Pella Corporation, Edward Jones Financial Advisors in Pella, and Elite Painting and Wall Covers Incorporated.
I continued my conversation about leaving wealth in the community with Debbie Kissinger. Well, and we don't even really know the consequences of this because, as any student, even a part-time student of history would know, that it's only been in the last couple of generations that people didn't stay in the communities. I mean, a lot of people still do, but more and more people have left in the last couple of generations than have stayed. And so this is just a couple of generations worth of wealth that has left. That we're still learning about this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes.
It's a new phenomenon historically.
Yes, yes.
So we don't even know what the potential impacts could be. We don't even know yet.
We know it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We can project over 50 years, and you'll see this in the study, the projection numbers, it just increases. Decades over decades, it becomes worse and worse. I don't mean to seem doom and gloom. There really is an opportunity for us to talk about reinvesting, philanthropy, planned giving. Those type of topics and conversations need to be occurring with your financial advisors, your nonprofits, to better our communities.
Well, just imagine rural communities if, let's say, as we grew in the early part of the 20th century, if those similar kinds of funds had left those communities, our communities wouldn't be nearly as nice as they are. They wouldn't have the social and physical infrastructure that a lot of the nonprofits provide.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yep.
Wouldn't be the same.
Mm-mm.
But now you've identified this, and people can start thinking about it. But it's this continuous message that we all have to share with each other and think about
Yes. The
consequences of it.
Yes, it's really a community effort. I see nonprofits, economic development, leadership in the community, corporations all getting involved to speak as one force and to get the message out to the community and give a philanthropic gift and then be philanthropic and encourage others to join you in your philanthropic endeavors.
Well, that's sort of fun, too, I bet, where you figure out, well, here's all the organizations that have helped me. Now how can I help them? I bet people, if you think about that with purpose, if you're mindful about it, then there becomes a joy in that as well.
Yes, absolutely. Giving is very joyful for most. We encourage you to have a relationship with the nonprofit, be involved so that you understand what the impact is they're having in your community. And
do you think that all of our financial planners and that our nonprofits know this? Our lawyers, our people, estate planners, do you think they all know this or just don't think about it or recognize the significance? Or
I'm assuming they know about it. I haven't heard much talk about it, but I think they are definitely people that we need to be speaking with so that everyone has the same message and we're all discussing it.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking if I was one, I would say, look at all this. I mean, look at these numbers. You know, look at these numbers. Until you hear the billions of dollars and the $2.7 million coming out of Marion County, it just sort of seems abstract. I mean, if I were an attorney or financial advisor, I'd have a little sheet to show people.
Oh.
Do you have that? Do you have one?
No.
No?
It's a great idea, though. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't that be easy to put it out there?
Yeah.
As part of people's options?
Sure.
Maybe Iowa State needs to come up with one, something like that, to help us.
Cheat sheet.
Yeah. I mean, really, you've got the whole study here. You don't want to have somebody, you know, have them study it, but the points are in just a few numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you think people should know about this?
I would like to encourage people to do three things. I'd like you to consider looking at the wealth transfer and understanding it so that you know the impact it will have on your community. And then also to have the conversation with your financial advisor, nonprofits in your community could assist you in your giving. And then also just to go make a difference in the lives of people that have touched you and give, pay it forward.
Thanks to Debbie Kissinger for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.